Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, but light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. I heard he talked Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move, I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy can get used to keeping my shades on.
Welcome to another edition of What Is It Life. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Danielle Lee joining us. We'll talk with Danielle about her career, music, and anything that she's working on that she can talk about. I normally have my co-host Jasmine with me today, but that's not the case. So let's go ahead and welcome the incredibly talented Miss Danielle Lee to the show. Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm good.
Thanks for doing this today.
I'm sorry, I'm on the phone. I'm driving currently.
Thanks for taking a little time to do this today.
Cody, say that one more time. Here, I'm parking right now. I pulled over. Here we go. What, Cody, can you say that one more time real clearly? Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks for taking a little time to do this today.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Sorry about that. I was just in Nashville.
Don't worry
glamorous
about it.
Traffic.
Oh, yes. I know that traffic well. Anyway. Just to kind of start things off today, introduce yourself and just tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Sure. Yeah. So my name is Danielle Lee, if you didn't know. I was raised a Hoosier in the great state of Indiana. And I moved down to Nashville about 2.5 years ago. I've always loved music all my life. I come from a big musical background, and even from my family roots. I have my mom is from Kentucky, and her dad, my grandfather, was and his like his 14 siblings on the farm were all in their own family bluegrass Kentucky band. And so ever since then, kind of this music that's been passed down by generation by generation. And it just so happened to land with me, and I'm very grateful to have those kind of roots in my, you know, blood. So music started really early. I started singing when I was 3, started playing guitar whenever I was 10, and yeah, I just always had this passion to perform and just make people happy, and so that's kind of where I'm at today.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Before we get into what I've told you, will probably be a wild and crazy interview at this point. are you currently working on anything music-wise?
Yes. Yeah. I am. So living in Nashville is so fun because there's just so many people and so many resources that you have, so it's kind of like I'm constantly working on something. I just released my new rebranded merchandise on my website at daniellemusic.com. I have new t-shirts out, so I've been working on those. And but this year I'm getting musicians together and starting a band. So my fan base is getting bigger, and so that comes with bigger shows to, you know, hold all my fans there and stuff. Lately I've been performing for standing room only places, and so we got to grow with it, and it's awesome. It's a good problem to have. I'm going to go back into the studio this year. I've had the pleasure of meeting a couple years ago a Grammy Award winning producer by the name of Ron Oates. He believes in me a lot, and I absolutely love his passion for music and putting out great music. And so whenever he said he wanted to work with me, that was like, I was so flattered and I was so honored. I mean, he arranged Wind Beneath My Wings. He was on almost every Joe Diffie, you know, song, Oak Ridge Boys, all these people, all these wonderful artists. So I'm really excited for this year. It's going to be a big year.
That's impressive. And I'm going to tell you this now, and I'll tell you again, when we wrap things in about 20 minutes or so, I am so proud of you. It's just not even funny.
Thank you. Thanks.
You know, the entire reason why I started this show is to give some super talented people like yourself another avenue to get your Your voices out there and your voices heard, you know. So that's why I do this.
Thank you so much. And we're so grateful to have you, Cody, to give us, you know, a voice on your show and everything and get us a chance to talk about ourselves and our careers. Thank you. We couldn't do it without you.
Thank you for that. And that goes both ways. I couldn't do what I do without y'all. So that goes both ways, I guess. you know, I noticed you mentioned your fans, and that kind of leads me into my next question. I know you're always out there on social media. I follow you on everything, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I follow you on everything. how has social media affected your career to this point?
You know, it's helped so much. You know, it's really hard to believe that any artist really did make it without social media. I mean, and that means back then, before social media and the internet even, they did the hard ground work where they traveled and you know, made a phone call to every single radio station, every single person, you know, took a lot of heart, you know, heart and drive and passion back then. And social media, I mean, is still a lot of work because just what the time to put into it and what to say and what to, you know, what video to put up next, what song to sing next, and, you know, want to keep your audience engaged. But social media has had a positive effect on my career personally. And, for example, my merch sales have gone up, and most of the sales, people I've never met before. And, these, you know, I had a guy who bought a T-shirt and my latest EP, and he is from Oregon. I've never met him before. We do talk on, you know, we do go back and forth on social media and stuff, and, you know, without social media, I wouldn't have that, you know, that sale or that merchandise sale. And it's not just about the sales, but I'm a very personal person. I've never really met a stranger before. That's what a lot of people say. I just love people. I'm a people pleaser. And I think that goes a lot into why I love performing. But social media is a chance to really get up close and personal with your audience from a far distance. So if I am in the area, but other people want to join in and watch me, well, I'll put on a live, you know, show on Facebook. And so other people who, you know, that I don't have a chance to go across country to go perform to, you know, they can view it too. So social media has definitely had a positive impact on my career.
And that's awesome. And I love what you said about being a people person and a people pleaser, because I'm the exact same way. I've never met a stranger.
Oh, I agree.
And if I meet you in person, there is a 99.5% chance I will hug you.
Well, I'm a hugger too, so that's all fine and dandy with me.
Exactly. So there you go. You know, and what you said about doing the groundwork before social media. But that kind of leads into my next question. Do you think it's easier now with the invention of social media for singers to get recognized by record executives than it was, say, 25 or 30 years ago?
I would say yes. However, well, it actually is like 50-50. First of all, this is the time right now to be an independent musician, whether you're, you know, because it's kind of like the DIY, the do-it-yourself era, you know, because now people can have their own studios and home. They don't have to go pay a lot of money to go to another studio for people to do work. They can do their own work. You know, there's courses online to take and everything. Everything is at the touch of a finger, you know, on that screen, and we can learn so much thanks to the internet. And so that has actually really helped so many artists like myself to get started. However, that means more competition. That means more people are in the spotlight with you. That means you have to fight for that spotlight. And I'm not saying fight as in really much competition. It's just kind of like you have to stand out amongst everyone. You know, a small pond just became a huge ocean. And so which is going to be the brightest fish is what you – you have to get out there and really show yourself and find people. And so it's kind of like a 50-50, you know. Yes, it's easier, but at the same time, it has, you know, its drawback of like, well, if it's easier, that means more people are going to take advantage of that easy task. So they're going to do it too. So you have to still, you know, so the competition to be seen is even higher.
Right, I get that. And I mean, and it's not social media, but this radio show that you're on right now is being ran through a computer. So that's, I wouldn't even, 20 years ago, would have to actually have a sit down interview. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's great, though, because everybody has their dreams, you know. or their dreams have become more, you know, reachable. You can, you know, and more achievable because of all this technology.
More attainable, right? Exactly. I get that. Okay. But time for some fun, quirky kind of get to know you type questions, if you're okay with it.
Okay, fire away.
Okay. What music are you listening to right now currently, and what TV shows are you into?
Currently, I'm listening to Way FM, which is a Christian song network. I'm very passionate also about my religion and about my, you know, about my faith, you know, and I'm mm-hmm. always blessed to have, you know, God in my life, and I wouldn't be anywhere without Him. And so that's what I believe. And so I listen to a lot of Christian music because it's just so uplifting. You know, this industry can be really, you can be really bogged down and stressed out. And especially if you're by yourself and you don't have a team behind you. So some, you know, sometimes I just need some uplifting, and that's what uplifts me is Christian music. And let's see, shows I'm currently watching, NBC's This Is Us. I love that show. I'm finishing up. This is going to be so embarrassing, but I'm finally finishing up Breaking Bad. So I had to binge watch it all throughout January from season one. Now I'm on season 5 and only a few shows away. And so I'm finally, you know, I finally got around to it. It's like, okay, Breaking Bad. And then, and I'm an avid Walking Dead watcher. I'm a huge Walking Dead fan. And that's probably about it. I used to be a huge Nashville show watcher, and I kind of fall away from that lately. I think it's because every time it's on, I'm doing something. I'm at a co-write or something, so I'm so behind. So I was like, oh, I can't even watch anymore. It'll just ruin everything.
Right.
But I was still in the show and everything as an extra in Nashville. So I still have, like, you know, every now and then I get caught up in what's happening.
You know, and I tell everybody this, my music tastes range from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, please don't judge me for this.
Oh, that's kind of like the same way for me. You know, every now and then you'll hear some Spice Girls on my, you know, radio or something going on.
Yeah. You know, early 2000s R&B and early 2000s country. That's me right there. That's the era.
Yeah.
I graduated high school in 2004. So I mean, that was the era that I kind of grew up in. So that's what I love.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really good time period right there. That's whenever I was like,
yeah, it really was.
Six and Shania Twain and Garth Brooks and everything. Oh, what a good time
mm-hmm.
to be alive.
Oh yes. Okay. Here's a fun one for you. I'm going to throw a scenario at you real quick, okay?
Okay.
You're stranded on a desert island and can only take 3 items with you. What are you taking?
Oh, you know what? I hear this question all the time, but I've never actually been asked this, so I never really came up with, like, good answers. So I'm just going to, on a whim here, hold on, let me think real quick. can I have a genie bottle and then just have, like, unlimited wishes? Like, one of those? No, I'm just joking. Let's be real here. Okay, so I want, if I have 3 items, I would want a lighter. I would want, let's see. Or, like, a water bottle. Because if a water bottle is empty by the time it's done, then I can collect rainwater and stuff and have still something to, like, hold it in or something, you know, survival skills, something mm-hmm. like that. I'm probably horrible at doing this. I would really want my guitar to be there, too. my guitar is like an extra appendage, and I just can't really be without it for a long period of time. And just think of all the songs that I could write. So if I'm ever, like, you know, if I'm ever discovered and someone saves me, look at all the songs I just created in that time.
Exactly. You know, my guitar is sitting right here, right next to me. She's a six-string Fender Californian.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Love that thing. Love that thing.
Yeah, I have a Taylor 214 CE, and that's a pretty good one, too.
Nice. And yes, I do play a little bit. I'm terrible, but I play.
Hey, as long as you play and you give it a try, you know, that's all. Because,
this is true.
You know.
This is true.
If you... You know, can you imagine if, like, Brad Paisley never, like, gave guitar a try? He was horrible at one point, too, I'm sure. Well, I mean, who knows?
Right.
He could have came out of the womb playing guitar. I would believe it. So, but, you know, don't give up. Keep going. It's never too late to keep learning.
Right. I asked you this question on Facebook. So you know it's coming. A fair warning, you know this is coming. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Whew. To be honest, I really don't have any regrets of my career. Other than whenever I was a kid, I wish I practiced more. I would be so much better. But that's not really a good answer. But if I would change one thing, and if it was something that, like, I wish could change in a blink of an eye, because I know it's going to take work, it would be I would change my shows up. And what I mean by that is I would love to be able to have my own headlining show of just, you know, my original songs. You know how all the other, you know, big artists out there just have maybe one or two covers and then, you know, do the rest of their songs and everybody loves it. That's what I want to get to someday, and I wish I can do that now, but I got to put in my dues, I got to do the work, I got to get those original songs, because currently, as an artist, I'm at the point right now where, you know, I'm getting shows, but they're 2 to 3 hours long, and I don't have 2 to 3 hours worth of originals. Some people do, and that's
right.
Awesome, but I don't, so I have to play a lot of covers, and then some originals in between and everything. So, yeah, so I wish that I could was able to have shows that just, boop, in a blink of an eye, boom, change the original songs and stuff. Yeah, that would I would change.
Along the same lines of that, what's your favorite song to cover?
Oh, let's see. I have a couple. I love covering, let's see, there's so many, you made this hard on me, Cody. Okay, I want to give you one, all right. And it's not even country, it's so sad, but I love covering Send My Love by Adele with my guitar. It's, because it's
That's
just so
song.
Different, and I
That's
just love
song.
Jamming out, it's a good jam out song, you know, so...
Right.
People get a kick out of it. You know, it's a different kind of sound and everything with the guitar and stuff. And I can just belt that song all day long. So that, I would say, was my favorite currently.
I went to a show one time. A good friend of mine was playing in Nashville. And she did a 90s pop mashup that would blow your mind.
That's awesome. I need to go see that.
Took me back to my 8th grade year, if I'm being completely honest with you. but yeah, it was just great. Okay, let's see what else we got here. If you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now if you weren't a singer?
Well, I actually went to Indiana University and my major was theater and drama. And I always had a passion to perform. I just didn't know at the time when I was even in college, I was like, I don't know exactly what I want to do, but I just want to get out there and perform for people and make them happy. Like, that's just, but it was so general. I was like, okay, maybe theater, you know? And I've always performed, you know, at campfires and stuff or my music and everything. I didn't really think about having a career out of it until, you know, I did it one time and, you know, it was history after that. But if I wasn't a singer, I would definitely be an actress. Definitely be an actress. I've been to New York twice. I've been off Broadway before. And been many workshops, been coached by many people on from TV and Broadway. So I definitely would be an actress. I also, that's another artsy side of me, is an actress, though. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Quick funny story for you. I'm kind of a singer myself. I mean, of course, I obviously love music. I was in the high school marching band, high school choir my senior year. So I'm a big, big, big music fan. There's this place about maybe 45 minutes south of Nashville, Dixon, Tennessee.
Oh yeah, I know where that's at.
I don't know if you're familiar with where that is, but anyway, it's about 45 minutes south of Nashville. My best friend, there's this little place there called the Hatchery. And on like Saturday nights they have a live band and you can sing. Well, my best friend is used to be a regular there, and this has been a couple years ago. She's a regular singer there, and so she invites me up on stage, and we did the Randy Travis Carrie Underwood version of "I Told You So," which is just a great song.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is kind of sad, but I'm going to tell you anyway. She takes the first verse, and she just absolutely kills it, just knocks it out of the park completely. So it gets to my verse, the second verse. Well, I'm sitting there singing, and I'm fine for the first 10 seconds. I'm fine. But after that, I blank. I'm like, oh, crap, what are the words to this song?
Did you ever get to find those words?
Thankfully, it was a part that Emily sort of knew. She started singing, I got back on track. So, still, that was probably one of the worst experiences I've had as a singer.
Cool. You know, and it's amazing what music does to you. You know, music just is an art, is in the form of art, is in the form of expression. And people write these songs for a reason. And kind of like how I love writing songs and how I love performing them. And I think that's where the actress of me comes out, you know, it's just I get to experience what that songwriter's been through.
You're playing a part, basically.
Yeah. But isn't it amazing how music can do that to a person?
Yes, it is. You know, I went through something. I threw something pretty traumatic about a year ago. It'll be a year, March 15th. I went through something pretty traumatic, and I'll be completely honest. The music got me through it.
Wow. I'm so sorry something happened that tragic happened to you. And I'm so glad music. You know, music. What I love about music is that it's always there. You know. Always ready and can be ready at your hands at any time.
Specifically, one song that that I still cannot listen to without becoming an emotional mess. it's Fly by Maddie and Kay. Love that song.
Wow. That is a good song. I can see why. You know, you like it so much, especially during that time.
I still cannot listen to that without just bawling. It's not pretty.
Oh.
It's not very pretty. But this is probably the last question I've got for you, and it's a good one. Whether in your professional life or your personal life, what's the best advice you've ever gotten?
The best advice I've ever gotten, and, you know, to be honest, it's sad I can't remember. Well, you know what? Actually, I do. I kind of changed it up just mid-thought right there. The best advice that I've ever gotten was, in this town, you keep going, and you have to be present to win. And that was that producer, Ron Oates, I was talking to you about. I was not going to move to Nashville from Indiana because that's such a big leap right there in itself. I was not going to move until I was told that by someone that I trusted, by someone who knew what they were talking about and been in the business and stuff, mm-hmm. to tell me that I need to be down there. And he said it. And he goes, you need to be down here. You need to be present to win. And if anybody out there is, you know, trying to go back and forth whether to move to Nashville or not, I promise you, it's not so scary after all. I lived through it. The community here is amazing, especially the independent artist community, you know, music industry community, because we're here for each other. People think it's just going to be this one big competition, and I'm too scared to go because everybody's better than me. And it's like, no. Everybody starts somewhere. Yeah, everybody starts somewhere, and you have a big community that will support you, you know. And people are absolutely amazing down here. We're all everybody's so kind. And it's not because we're in the South. South is awesome. Everybody's so nice, you know. And but the thing is that really is we're all from everywhere, especially us musicians. Mm-hmm. We're all from everywhere. So we've been there. We've done that. We've, you know, we lived through that. And so we're always willing to give advice to you. So, yeah, if anybody has any questions, you know, they can always, you know, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or anything, and then I'd be happy to answer them. My producer said you have to be present to win, and I agree with that 100%. So.
That's awesome. What you said about the independent artist community down there is just so true. I've been at this for about 5 years, and I've met a lot of just great independent artists, yourself included, and they're just like the sweetest people on the face of this planet ever, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, and it goes a long way whenever, if my advice to a lot of people is be nice to everyone, because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know who you're going to meet, even if it's just by passing on the bus or in a coffee shop, like, you know, you have a bad day at work, but be nice to others, because I just can't stress it enough, because there's no really, like, this isn't L.A. There's no paparazzi here. And we treat our artists, especially the big artists down here, as regular people. We treat...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I passed by Taylor Swift's, you know, former manager before, you know, so many times and stuff. And don't freak out. It's fine. I've been taught by Hillary Scott's mother, Linda Davis, as a stagecoach and everything. It was amazing. But, like, you just got to be nice to everybody. And once you do, everybody will support you. You know, if you're nice and you're easy to work with, boom, you got a community. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that because we're such a tight community, people will let – it will get word around who is not a good person to work with, who has actually been rude to each other and stuff. I've actually heard a couple of names go around, and it's like, oh, my gosh, how do you know this person? Well, you know, they're kind of hard to work with. This is what happened, blah, blah, blah. And it's not like it's creating drama. We're just looking out for each other, and that's what we do.
Right,
so
exactly.
So be nice to everybody. Mm-hmm. We want to support artists. We want to support other people coming in town because it is a hard industry. So,
mm-hmm.
So the community is tight knit over here. I love it.
Right. I think that'll about do it. But I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If you ever need anything from me or the show or anything, whether it's a promotion for a new single or anything you're working on, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you so much, Cody. Oh, I love that. I'll definitely be taking you up on that whenever my new singles come out this year.
Oh, awesome. And right quick before we go, where can people find you on social media?
So Facebook, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Facebook and Instagram are under Danielle Lee Music. And then, or just type in Danielle Lee. My tags are Danielle Lee Music. And Twitter is Dan Lee Music. Apparently my name is too long to be the whole thing, but it's Dan Lee Music on Twitter. I'm also on I'm also on Snapchat, which is Musically Dan. But I'm on everything. So if you just look up my name, Danielle Lee Music, it's on there. But so I would love to have everybody, you know, come by, say hello, say you heard me on the show or something, and we'll become friends. So yeah. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Again, thank you so much for taking about 40 minutes now of your time to come on and do this.
Thank you so much, Cody, for having me. This is really fun. You had questions and stories. I'm so happy to share my experience with y'all. So let me know if you need any more, if you want to have another show sometime. I'll be all for it. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, and I'm gonna let you go, and I'll be talking to you later. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Cody. Bye, everybody.
All right, bye, Danielle. So, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with a lovely Miss Danielle Lee. She's just so great. I just love her to death. She's great. Okay. In the 7 minutes we've got left, I think it's enough time to fit in announcements. Okay, let's see. Next week will be very, very, very busy for me. Wednesday, March 1st at 4:30 p.m. Central, we have Canadian Supergroup Runaway Angel joining us. And, of course, Friday at 4:30 Central, as y'all know, is... I'm wrong. A Wednesday... March 1st at 5:30 Central. We have super talented a singer Ashley Wineland joining us. I'll get there right in a minute, folks. Friday the 3rd we have every Friday we have Indie Country Radio, and Saturday. Yes, folks, Saturday. a very, very rare Saturday show. A Saturday, March 4th, we have super talented singer-songwriter Lena Stone joining us. So that's a three shows in one week. I'm going to be a busy, busy man. Okay, March 7th. This is the Runaway Angel show. March 7th at 4:30 p.m. Central. We have super talented a Canadian trio, Runaway Angel, joining us to sit down and talk about music, etc. March 14th, also at 4:30 Central, we have our rescheduled Alyssa Trahan interview that was supposed to have actually taken place today. So that's rescheduled for March 14th. And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. Since you've already all heard the announcement, you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.